Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. This has been a very important day for the future of Libya, and we have seen two key developments today. First, foreign ministers and leaders from over 40 countries and organizations, including the United Nations, the Arab League, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the European Union, and NATO, met here at the London Conference on Libya. I will list our key conclusions in a moment, but we've certainly widened and deepened the coalition with a new pledge of support to NATO operations from Sweden, a growing number of countries committed to implementing the UN resolutions on Libya, and agreement to a new contact group, an international contact group on Libya. And second, Libya's Interim Transitional National Council have launched, again here in London, their vision for a future Libya that is free, democratic, and unified. And we've said throughout that we want the Libyan people to be in the lead in determining their future, and today was a significant milestone in that process. It comes at a time when the forces of the Gaddafi regime continue to shell Libyan civilians in Misurata, Zintan, and Rejban in an indiscriminate and brutal manner, underlining why our efforts to protect Libyan citizens must and will continue. I have here a copy of a letter we've received today from a member of the local council in Misrata, thanking Britain and our allies for our action to relieve the people of Misrata through targeted strikes and the enforcement of the no-fly zone, and for coming to the aid of the Libyan people, as he puts it, in their most needy of hours. He says, in his own words, that the local council can testify for the effectiveness and the accuracy of those strikes and confirm that there has been not a single case of civilian injury, let alone death, in and around Misrata as a result of coalition activity. He goes on to salute the men and women in uniform who have put their lives on the line to save the lives of Libyans, saying that we are forever grateful. My colleague, Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim of Qatar, is one of our key allies in implementing UN Security Council Resolution 1973. His country is showing great leadership and commitment, both in the skies above Libya and at political gatherings like these. And indeed, we welcome the fact that Qatar has agreed to host the first meeting of the new contact group on Libya, which we agreed to form today. And before I turn over to him, and as chairman of today's conference, I just want to draw your attention to some of the key conclusions of today's meetings, which are set out at greater length in documents that will be supplied for you. Participants today have reaffirmed the importance of full and swift implementation of the UN Security Council resolutions and our strong commitment to the sovereignty, independence, territorial integrity, and national unity of Libya. We've agreed to consider pursuing in the UN and regional organizations additional sanctions on individuals and entities associated with the regime. And participants here today are implementing these measures as a clear message to Gaddafi that he cannot attack civilians with impunity. We have a broad-based coalition to implement the military actions mandated by Security Council Resolution 1973. So far, the action we have taken has been successful in protecting countless civilians from Gaddafi's forces and in effectively wiping out Gaddafi's air capability. Participants paid tribute to the bravery and professionalism of military personnel from all contributors in the coalition. The current and potential contributors to military operations had a separate meeting as part of the conference. We met to underline our commitment to the necessity of military action to implement the provisions of the resolutions. We reaffirmed our unified support for this course of action. We welcomed NATO's contribution in agreeing to take on command and control of all military operations to enforce the arms embargo, the no-fly zone, and other actions needed to protect civilians. Participants here today have reaffirmed that very clear conditions must be met under the Security Council resolution, including the establishment of an immediate ceasefire, a halt to all attacks on civilians, and full humanitarian access to those in need. We agree to continue our efforts until all those conditions are fulfilled. And the Libyan regime will be judged by its actions and not by its words. We agreed it's not for any of the participants here today to choose the government of Libya, only the Libyan people can do that. But we agreed that Gaddafi and his regime have completely lost legitimacy and will be held accountable for their actions. We recognize the need for all Libyans, including the interim transitional national council, tribal leaders, and others, to come together to begin an inclusive political process. And we call on the international community to support that process, working closely with the UN Secretary General Special Representative, Mr. Al-Khatib. Participants today expressed their concern for the well-being of up to 80,000 internally displaced people. We have agreed priorities for a humanitarian response. We noted the offer of Qatar to facilitate the sale of Libyan oil where consistent with international law, in particular the provisions of the Security Council resolutions and other relevant resolutions, and to support the people of Libya in using the proceeds to help meet their humanitarian needs. To take this work forward, participants of the conference agreed to establish the Libya Contact Group. This contact group will meet to provide leadership and overall political direction to the international effort in close coordination with the UN, the African Union, the Arab League, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and the European Union to support Libya, to provide a forum for coordinating the international response on Libya, and provide a focal point in the international community for contact with the Libyan parties. Qatar has agreed to convene the first meeting of the group, as I mentioned. Thereafter, the chairmanship will rotate between the countries of the region and beyond it. The North Atlantic Council, meeting alongside its coalition partners, will provide the executive political direction to NATO operations. The participants welcomed the UN Secretary General's offer to lead the coordination of humanitarian assistance and planning for longer-term stabilization support. Turkey and other key regional players and international agencies offered to support this work and take it forward with the contact group. This conference has shown that we are united in our aims. We're united in seeking a Libya that does not pose a threat to its own citizens or to the region or more widely, and in working with the people of Libya as they choose their own way forward to a peaceful and stable future.